Paragraph 2 reads, "The origins of the Gregorian calendar date back to its predecessor, the Julian calendar. Commissioned by ancient Roman politician Julius Caesar, the Julian calendar should look very familiar to inhabitants of the modern world. It featured 4 months of 30 days, 7 months of 31 days, and 1 month of 28 days. Additionally, the Julian calendar required that every year divisible by 4 would receive an additional day, or leap day, added to the 28-day month February. The end result was a calendar that constituted exactly 365.25 days per year, roughly equivalent to the length of a solar year."
So, the Gregorian calendar, its origins date back to its predecessor, the Julian calendar. So, a predecessor is just something that comes before another thing in time or in a series of things. So, in this case, it is regarding calendars. So, the Julian calendar was commissioned by the ancient Roman politician Julius Caesar. So, to be commissioned is to be produced specifically to order. So, he ordered this calendar to be made. And the Julian calendar should look pretty familiar to anyone using a calendar nowadays in the modern world. So it has 4 months of 30 days, 7 months of 31 days, and then 1 month of 28 days. So something that's pretty familiar to anyone calculating time, using time nowadays.
Right, it's pretty much exactly the same as the Gregorian calendar. They even use the same names for the months. Additionally, the calendar required every year divisible by 4 to be a leap year, so it had a leap day added to the month of February. A leap day is just that extra day that we add to the calendar roughly every 4 years, and it's always added to February to make it a 29-day month. So the result was a calendar that constituted exactly 265.25 days per cycle to make up. So it's 365.25 days on average. But this number corresponds roughly to the length of a solar year, so the calendar is in sync with the motion of the Earth around the Sun.